Good morning.
Hello, this is customer service giving you a call back.
Yeah. I have a charge on my credit card that I don't recognize. I'm not sure what it was for. Can you check that out for me?
Yes, ma'am. Can I start off by getting your zip code?
97814.
Okay, and who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Linda Durant.
Okay, can you verify your shipping address, please?
3475 Carter Street, Baker City, Oregon, 97814.
Thank you. Give me one second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yeah, this account was for Bitehub and that mixer, and I see you called in on May 28th to get it canceled, and it was canceled that day.
So what about this $59.89 charge on my credit card?
Okay, so it says that you wanted to cancel your account, so it was canceled. Your account was canceled for future charges.
Well, what about that charge? My credit card has a debit for $59.89. I never received anything.
On May 28th?
Well, yes, date of transaction is the 27th and posted on the 30th.
Yes, ma'am. So you would have received the Bitehub app that you would have to download on your phone.
I don't even understand what you're talking about, honey. Can you explain this to me?
Yes, so the last rep should have explained that you entered the sweepstakes to win a mixer. And before you pay the $1 to $5 for the mixer, it'll say that you are also will be enrolling in Bitehub, which is a meal planning and recipe guiding app on your phone on a monthly subscription. That's the $59.89. And then
no, I do not want anything from you people. From yes. These people.
Yes, ma'am. And then when you called in to cancel your account was canceled.
Well, I don't have any record of a cancellation, and I do remember doing that. But I am going to, this is not a legitimate charge.
So you don't remember calling in to cancel?
Yes, I do remember calling in to cancel. I was told it was canceled. I don't want anything to do with this. It was a switch and bait kind of thing.
Yes, ma'am. So your account
I was
canceled.
Simply, yes, but why is there an active charge on my credit card?
The charge was from May 28th. You won't receive any more charges because your account was canceled.
I want a credit for that $59.89.
Okay, so you want a refund?
I don't
for
have
the
one.
Yes,
of
ma'am,
course.
You asked for a refund. You asked for your account to be canceled.
So okay.
Yes, ma'am. Ask for a refund. I can issue a refund of $54.89. It's the full minus five for the setup fee.
I didn't want you to set anything up. That whole thing was a bait and switch.
Yes, ma'am. It'll explain that you'll be enrolling in the terms and conditions.
I want the full refund, or I will take this to task. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yes, ma'am. I'm capable of understanding.
Thank
so
you.
I'll refund it at $59.89, and you'll see that back in your account in 3 to 5 business days, and you've already been provided with that cancellation number from the last representative.
Give it to me again, please.
Okay. That number is C as in Charlie.
920-920-785-785-7-8-5.
356.
356. And your name is?
My name is Siana.
S-I-A-N-A?
No, ma'am. C-I-A-N-A.
C-I-A-N-A. Pretty name.
Thank you.
Okay. I have a note of that, Siana, that I spoke to you today, and there is to be a full refund. Am I correct?
Yes, ma'am, and you'll see that in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer service.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.